We continue our learning. Lili Nishmas Davi Ben Nachnoish and Chaim Yaakov Ben Bichav Shalio. We are Nazir Perek Dal and Mishnah Vav. After we learned in the previous two Mishnayos about an Nazirus Isha, which is now nullified through the Hafar of our husband, our Mishnah is going to deal with another type of Nazirus, which will be nullified as well. Ha'ish Madir Es Beno Ba Nazir. Halach is that a father, as long as his son is a katan, before bar mitzvah, before he has simone na'arus, he can make a neder for his son to become a nazir. He can say, hare bini ploni nazir. Or he says to his son, hare ata nazir. So the halacha is that he's a nazir, and all the restriction of the nazir applies to the son. This is a halacha mipi ha-kabbalah. We have a tradition based on this, no particular pasuk, but this is a mesorah that we have. This only applies to nazirus, though, and it does not apply to other nedarim. But ve'eino isha madera says b'na b'nazir. But part of this Kabbalah does not include a mother for a son. A mother who says about our son that the son is going to be a nazir, he is not a nazir. Only halacha regarding the father. And not only that, even the father can only be madir the son b'naziris if the son was silent and did not protest. And not only that, but the relatives of the son did not protest. But if the son protested, and he does not accept the nazirus upon himself, or the relatives protested about the father telling that the son has to be a nazir, so then he's not going to be a nazir. And the Mishnah explains how this plays itself out. Ketzad. What should the son do? What should the father do? Meaning, gilach, if he sees that the son starts shaving his head, starts cutting his hair, and by doing so, he expresses that obviously he did not accept upon himself the nazirus that his father said, Oshel giluchuhu krovav, or the relatives show that they give him a haircut to show that, no, you're not a nazir, you can ignore what your father said. Or micha, or simply, the son didn't do any action of, let's say, cutting his hair, but he just protested verbally and says, I don't want to be to accept the nazirus. Oshel michu krovav, or let's say the relative said something to the father. So in all of these cases, he's not going to be a nazir. And the question, therefore, is, if the father had designated animals for the karbonos nazirus of his son, we want to know what the father should do with these animals. So we should know the answer to this already from the previous Mishnayos. Hachatas tamus. The animal that's ru'uya lechatas, so that should die. We prevent it, we close it up, don't feed it, and it dies, and now because there's nothing we could do with that. The ha'ola, which is the animal that was ru'uya lo'ola, tikrav ola, should be brought as a korban ola dava, as a voluntary ola. The ha'shlamim, yikravu shlamim, bringing the shaman dava. The ne'echolin liyom echad. And we know that the shlamim, we should treat it strictly like as if it were a karban nazir, and should not be eaten for 2 days and a night, but rather 1 day and a night. They ain't untunin lechem, but we don't bring lechem, because lechem needs, as we said, kape nazir, the palms of the nazir, and we don't, that's where we put the lechem, and we don't have that. There's no real nazir here. Hayolamostumim, let's say he didn't designate animals, but rather money, but he didn't say which monies are for which carbon, so that's easy. Yiplul nidava, put them in the pushkas in the Beis HaMikdash, as we learn in Masech HaShkalim, and they're going to bring carbonos ola from those monies. Let's say most mefurashim. Let's say the father, though, did designate for the son, these monies are for a chatas, these for an ola, these for a shlamim. Dene chatas, yelchul liyam ha-melech, you throw them to the Dead Sea, a place where they'll be no longer accessible. And lo nehen v'lo malin. You're not allowed to get hanof from those monies, but if you use those monies, you're not going to bring a karbon me'ila. Dene ola, yavi ola, bring a karbon adava, umo alin bohem. But there is me'ila in if you're getting hanof from those monies that were designated for an ola, so you chayev a carbon me'ila, and you pay the principal, the keren, plus the chomesh, and demei shlamim, yaviu shlamim, you bring shaman edava there, of course, because it's before zrikas adam, so there's no me'ila at all by monies of a shlamim, v'de'achol l'yom echad, v'enetunim lechem, and with those monies designated for shlamim, they're eaten for, you bring a shaman edava, they're eaten for 1 day, and they don't require any matzah, no bread. Perek Dal and Mishnah Zayin. Ha'ish migaleach al nazirus aviv, ve'ein ha'ish migalachas al nazirus avia. A son is able to bring the korbanos on Yom Tiglachto, on the day of Tiglachas, from monies that his father designated for the father's nazirus, for his own personal nazirus, but then the father died, as the Mishnah will explain. But a woman, a daughter, is not permitted to bring the korbanos tiglach, her korbanos tiglachas, from most that were designated for her father's Nazirus, even if she's being Yoresh her father. This is also halacha mipia kabbalah, is a tradition that we have. So we're speaking about a case where the son became a Nazir, or the daughter became a Nazir. The son says, well, my father already had karbanos that he designated for his own Nazirus, but my father passed away. So now I'm going to use those. I'm now a Nazir, so I'll use those karbanos. So a son can do that, as we'll explain, but a daughter cannot do that if she took upon herself her Nazirus, even if she's Yoreshes, the animals from her father, Ketzad. So how is he Megaleach on the Nazirus of his father? Mishaya Aviv Nazir Mehifish Ma'ostumim Al Naziruso. In the case of father was a Nazir, and he designated, here we're talking about monies. He's designating money for his Nazirus. He didn't say these monies are for Chatas, these for all these for Shlamim. Vames, and the father dies before he could finish his Nazirus. Va'amar, and the son said, Hareini Nazir Amanash Agaleach Amos Abba. He takes upon himself Nazirus, after his father passed away, on the condition that he'll be able to bring his karbanos on the Yom Tiglachas from the money. Yeah, the animals are not designated, but the money is there. From the money that the father set aside, yeah, he didn't set aside which karban, just money in general for the Nazirus. He's going to use that money for his Nazirus. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Hare Elu, Yiplu Linadava. He says these monies that the father set aside for his own personal Nazirus, and then the father died, should be given to the Beis HaMikdash, put them in the Pushka, they should be used for an Olas Nadava. Why? Because since the son took upon himself his own Nazirus after the father died, on the condition he'll be migaleach with the mother with the money of his father, ein zeh migaleach al nazirus aviv. He's not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to do that. What case then? Ezeu shemigaleach al nazirus aviv. So then, what case can the son be migaleach? We said in the Mishnah, man can be migaleach al nazirus aviv if this is the circumstance where he cannot, where the monies were just set aside. These are for the karbanos, etc. Says Rabbi Yosina, those go to the Beis HaMikdash. So when does the son have the right to use the money of the father for his own? Where the money that the father designated for the father's Nazirus, the son wants to use for the son's Nazirus. So it's the following case. That's when the son and the father were Nazirim at the same time, meaning the son took upon himself Nazirus when his father was still alive. And then the Hifrish Aviv Ma'ostumim L'Naziruso, and the father designated money for the father's Nazirus, but the son was also a Nazir at that time. Vames, and then the father died before he completed his Nazirus. Zehu shemigaleach al Nazirus aviv. That's the case where he can be migaleach. The son can use those monies for his own personal Nazirus. Now, we explain the Mishnah based on the Gemara that the whole Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi's opinion. That's the way we're explaining the Mishnah. But the Chachamim disagree with Rabbi Yossi, and they hold whether the son took upon himself Nazirus after the father died, or before, and he said Almanas Amim Galeach on the most that my father designated, he did that after the father, or he said it when the father was alive and the father designated the money. The son is allowed to be migaleach al Nazirus aviv, which means that, and we follow the Chachamim. The Rambam says the Hilchot is Nazirus Periches, that we're allowed to be lenient. That when the Mishnah says Ha'ish is migaleach al Nazirus aviv, according to the Halacha, according to the Chachamim, according to the majority opinion, he can do that in both circumstances. Even where the son took upon Nazirus after the father passed away, it works. Rabbi Yossi was of the opinion only if he took on Nazirus when the father was still alive. Once again, we're dealing with the monies, they not animals, the monies, and the monies weren't designated for particular karbanos, but rather the monies were just designated in general for Nazirus. The son has the right to use those monies.